And at some point, Sam ended up working for under Ted on a newspaper.
Mm. Okay.
Now there's a Kansas City paper, which was very popular at the time, and there was another one, and they had a very well-known editor, and I can't think of.
That I thought was White, and I can't remember his
name. William Allen White.
Yeah.
This was back in the 30s, 20s.
I think your dad knew William Allen White.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know your granddad. Your granddad knew.
Yeah, I'm seeing the Kansas City Labor Beacon.
No.
Kansas City
Star. Kansas City Star.
Oh, there was the Kansas City Sun.
Oh, Sun.
And the Kansas City Star.
He was with the Star.
So it was the Kansas City Star.
Mm-hmm. That's where he worked. For, do you know how long? Was it a...
About 2 years. Maybe okay. Less.
Okay. And then from there, gosh, I went back to Manhattan, you said.
I think that's when he went back to Manhattan and he... At some place, they offered him, he was working, they offered him the job of city editor.
Oh.
And he quit school.
Oh.
And went to work there.
Oh.
And that was the beginning of his
career.
And he always intended to go back. And he did have to go back, and he had to take a series of law classes when he became editor of the Cleveland Press, because his duties included litigation.
Wow.
So you went to school there in Cleveland?
Yeah. Huh. But I don't know where.
Yeah.
I don't know where. But he just took it so that he would
be able more function. Effective in his writing.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He didn't get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
I always meant to go back and finish, and I'm sure he could finish. I'll finish it all in about a year. He said he could. I think he'd looked into it and he could finish it on. But he was never. He was always too busy to go back. Too much.
And obviously, didn't you need it? Yeah. Gosh.
He tells a story about a man he worked with. He always said that school, too much schooling can ruin people.
You know.
Their creativity.
I agree.
He said that, I've forgotten the man's name. I'd heard of him. And he said he was the best writer. I think he worked for him at the Post. Mm. And he said he was the best writer. And he was just brilliant. But he had so many psychological problems. and I think finally his wife said, you've got to get help. So he went with a psychiatrist and worked all the psychological problems. And he said he was nothing after that.
Isn't that something?
His writing was so mediocre.
Maybe that's why I'm a bad writer.
And he also told about somebody who was a really talented artist and went to art school. They taught him all the wrong things that he was doing. And it was never worth anything. So, I think he loved these stories because...
They didn't feel better about not going finishing college, yeah.
Well, one thing I do want to tell you, something that I read to you from here or one of the other little papers, about, let me see, what was it I was going to tell you? Just so many things coursing through my head now. Let me see, maybe this one. Oh, that he was a storyteller. Mm. Well, he was a raconteur.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing, though, about it, everybody wanted him to tell stories about what he had done. But the nice thing about it is he didn't repeat the stories. You know, so many people who are storytellers, you hear the same thing over and over again. He didn't do it.
Were they always about his life?
Yeah. But not me, but where he was and what happened and so forth. And but I really always appreciated that in him because mm-hmm. I've been around so many people who
you
tell
the same story.
Same story over and over again, and everybody's so polite and and I'm not sure when this was made.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think a Kansas City Star. Yeah. I kind of think it was, but I can't remember what newspaper it was that Sam.
That's great.
Worked for him.
Oh. Huh.
But
that looks like a character from the book he wrote. You said he didn't like that book, but I thought it was.
I've not read it.
I thought
what
it was
it?
So
what,
much
what
like
was it?
They All Bleed
they all
Red.
Read.
Oh, yes.
The book he
I
wrote.
Thought
oh.
it was so much like Ted.
Well, they say you write what you know.
Well, he wrote it on a weekend, you know.
Did he?
Did he?
Yeah. He was so hard up for money. And at, let's see, what was it? Tell me the name of the publisher.
I can't remember.
Was it one of the bigger
oh,
ones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The mother, his editor, he got to know very well there, and she was a mother of the fellow who wrote What Makes Sammy Run.
Mm.
And she told him to write a kind of, what was it called? That period, the fellow who just turned out so many books, and they were, she said, write that kind of book. And she said, it'll sell.
Commercial. Definitely but, commercial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did the book do? Did it do pretty well?
Well, I went into a second
printing.
And but it wasn't anything that I... He could have done so much better. But I understand the situation.
Well, you know, that's a lot of people make a lot of money off of commercial writing, unfortunately.
Well, hey, let me see. Is this, what is this? He had so many.
It was Abe Books was the publisher.
Who?
Abe Books.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, let's see.
Should we stop that for a few minutes, or? Of course, every time we stop,